The Pentagon's under fire from investigators who are concerned about a weapons program that's way over budget and way past its deadline. The Government Accountability Office spelling out the problems with the heavy lift helicopter replacement program. Mike Sullivan, the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at GAO, is my guest to talk about this report. Mike, thanks for being on the program again today. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
What is the deal with these helicopters? Talk about the need that they're filling, please.
Well, this helicopter in particular is a heavy lift helicopter that is actually going to replace the heavy lift helicopters that are out there now and have been out there for some time. It's going to be able to lift a lot more weight, and I believe it may have a little bit more range. And it's going to be newer, which is important because the ones that are out there have been out there a long time and are getting expensive to operate.
What did your investigation find as far as the particular program that is underway now? What's its status, and how did it get so far off track?
The current program that we're talking about today is a CH-53K helicopter. Again, it's the heavy lift. It transports heavy weapons, equipment, and supplies, basically from the sea to support Marine Corps operations ashore. And it began development back in December 2005. Since then, costs have risen by about 40%. I think overall total program costs 36%, from about $18.5 billion to $25 billion. A lot of that, though, is because they increased quantities from 156 to 200. So the procurement unit costs haven't gone up quite as much. They've gone up about 5%. But also development costs went up, have grown by about $1.5 billion since they began in 2005. And what we found is that was basically the result of not really being ready to start when they began. So it took them a long time to stabilize the design for this. They underestimated the workforce that they would need, the time they would need, and they did have some problems with some of the technologies that they needed to get the helicopter built.
When you're talking about they, are you talking about the Marine Corps, the end user? Are you talking about Sikorsky, the contractor supposed to be building these?
Well, of course, it would be the Government Program Office who developed the requirements and usually does the systems engineering. So it's the Marines that were off on their estimates to begin, but then, of course, as the contractor began, which was Sikorsky, as they began to do the systems engineering, they found the problems also, and it slowed the program down.
So this is not clear-cut, then, one side or the other where these issues are coming from. What are your recommendations to get this back on track, or is the recommendation to go back to the drawing board and try to do this again?
Actually, this is a kind of a unique situation because as they went to develop their 2012 budget, a lot of the conclusions that we were coming out with were the same things that they had concluded. And in fact, there's been some progress made on this program because they finally did have a pretty good critical design review after a lot of delays and cost growth. So we really think that this program, after all of that, you know, an increase in cost overall of about 36% and a delay in getting the initial operational capability out to the warfighter of close to 3 years, we think they may have it right now. There's still some risk. There's still some concurrency between testing and production. But so we really didn't have any strong recommendations on this except to make sure they watch risk moving forward.
Are there lessons that can be learned here for other people who are about to undertake the acquisition process, either inside the Pentagon or in the contracting community? It sounds like this is kind of an example of not only how not to go for the first part of it, but how to do things on your own to get things back on track so that when the Mike Sullivans of the world come calling, you have good answers and something good to show.
Absolutely. I mean, the lesson here is that they need to do a preliminary design review before they start the program so they understand the requirements that they're going to ask the contractor to build to a lot better than they did on this. And in this case, I really think that the staffing was an issue early. They did not have staff available. when they launched the program, it took them a long time to staff up.
It is interesting, Mike, how many of these issues come back to requirements and workforce. Requirements writing and people seem to be an ongoing theme through some of these issues. I appreciate you being on the show with me today to talk about this.